you had been clearing all these things out, and then that's when they came to you and gave you some kind of paper that said you'd have to go to work out in the in the actual down. Now, where was it that you'd been sent? Was it down?
Well, we had one building. This is another building way out at, where they had all the airplanes that were all worked and everything out in a field.
Mm-hmm.
And it's miles and miles. One summer, I went up with three pairs of shoes out, just walking out there.
So this is like out in a big open
outdoor. Oh, yeah, the outdoors.
Now, what did they have you doing out there in the field?
Well, there's always changes on the airplane, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they put in wires that haven't enough voltage. Each wire, later on when the wire was going on, we used to put plastic numbers on each brown wire. And then they got some man come along with some different kind of wire that could go through a machine. And each one of those wires are numbered. And the last digit is the gauge of the wire.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it has to have more voltage on it. And you have to go on that plane and take those wires out that say 26 voltage or 20 voltage, and have to put in a 14 or 16 or something like that, and that's what you'd have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Or they'd add some other little gadget to the airplane, and you'd have to go and install that, and then you have to sell it to the, well, I always got the supervisor and ask if it was all right before I went down, and then you write it up in the inspection. They have booths out there, and you write it up in the inspection booth. He comes up and looks at it, and if it's okay, he'll give you a sticker there. You close it up, nobody gets into it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes down, and your number's on that thing after you have a stamp. And that number is on there, and he'll stamp it with his number, and you've sold it off.
Mm-hmm. So that's what they call it when you've completed.
Yeah, it's when it's completed. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I see. When the war ended, was that basically what you were doing?
That's where I was doing it. Uh-huh.
Do you remember the day the war ended?
I know it was on swing shift, and I thought I could go to town and see all the excitement. I got on the bus and went down there, a bunch of us, and they had everything in Los Angeles closed up. Restaurants, everything was just closed tight.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I guess in San Francisco, they just about ruined the town.
Mm-hmm.
But in Los Angeles, they all streets, lights was, had caps on them, you know, dark, you didn't have any bright lights, you know, they had black covers on them or something.
Mm-hmm.
And all the streets was dark and everything was closed up, so I got on another bus and came home.
Mm-hmm. And did, so when you went to work in the field, was that also on swing?
No, I was on day shift after that.
Uh-huh.
No, I just worked that on swing in that department where I first started.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I think we've covered the warriors pretty good, so I'll stop it for today.